governance expert, Professor Emmanuel Osei Esiema, has described as unfortunate the practice where some MPs allow their political ideology to override national interest when making laws or voting in parliament. He said MPs ought to be guided by the interest of their constituents in whatever they do before any other consideration. Professor Esiema, who is the president of Authentic Governance Institute, told Radio Ghana that some decisions by parliament do not necessarily serve the interest of the masses.
Our inner politics, even though one needs to belong to a party so that the person can actually belong to a particular ideology or hold himself or herself to a particular ideology, then one will say that, okay, I'm an MPP or I'm an NDC or whatever. But notwithstanding, one can equally also go to parliament to be an independent person, so that believing it himself and his own ideology. But what is happening is that irrespective of the ideology of a particular party, it beholds on as an MP that as soon as you get into parliament, you automatically belong to a particular constituency, and it's a constituency agenda that you try to push, and not necessarily your party agenda. Mostly what we see in our era of politics is that sometimes, some way, somehow, we allow the political ideology pushes us against our constituents' agenda. And so you will see that sometimes an MP, instead of championing the things constituents, will go on to align himself with the ideology of the party that brought him into parliament. But you see that most at times, parliamentarians are being voted into office. All the people are not necessarily from the party in terms of the voted. People belong to the sense of what I call it the middle class. It belongs to a particular middle class. And so with regards to that, they don't necessarily vote on a particular partisan approach. And so it's bad when something has to do with the national interest that you see that a lot of people, instead of going by the agenda of their constituents, go by partisan ideology. And that one, I would say that is very, very sad and very, very important.
But, Prof, in democracy, we talk of majority rule. So what happens if a decision by the majority does not inure to the benefit of the masses?
That is the canker in democracy. And it is not necessarily true that the majority are the masses people. No. And that is one of the disadvantages in terms of democracy, whereby we set particular timeline on particular target to allow people who belong to a particular target in order to exercise their franchise. But it's difficult to run away from that also, because we need to exercise a particular sense of judgment before one can make a decision. And that is why sometimes you try to cut a particular age and get a threshold. So even though it has, you don't belong to the masses, so far as decision must be taken, we try to get a threshold for that.
Governance expert Professor Emmanuel Osei Esiema in that interview with George Asekere.
Still on the voter.